Good evening once again, and welcome to the Jazz Scene. This is Mac Moore, your host on Thursday and Sunday evenings, bringing you the very finest sounds from WJMA in the world of jazz. Tonight we have an interesting show put together with some sounds by Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Teresa Brewer with the world's greatest jazz band, and Eartha Kitt, whom we've never heard on this show, with Shorty Rogers and his Giants, Wes Montgomery, Kenny Burrell, two fine guitarists, Coleman Hawkins, for lovers of the sounds of the late 30s and early 40s, and two very fine pianists, the progressive bop pianist Bud Powell and the inimitable Earl Garner. So to get us right underway, here is Ella Fitzgerald with Frank Duvall and his orchestra. We usually think of Ella's singing with groups more of the jazz persuasion, but anyhow, here she is with Frank Duvall and the W.C. Handy classic, St. Louis Blues.
Blues, just as blue as I can be.
the most famous blues in the world, W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, St. Louis Blues, written in 1914, with, at the time, a very revolutionary introduction. In the opening chorus, Mr. Handy used a tango rhythm, which was quite unheard of at the time. Anyhow, here's Eartha Kitt now with the same song to give you a little something for comparison with a small group under the leadership of Shorty Rogers, the very fine West Coast trumpeter of the 50s. He has two trumpets, trombone, clarinet, Matty Matlock on clarinet, Stan Reitman piano, Al Hendrickson guitar, Marty Korb bass, Nick Fatul on drums, and Eartha Kitt making her initial appearance on the jazz scene.
Sun go down. Hate to see the evening sun go down. Cause my baby, he's done left this town. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. Gone nowhere. Got the St. Louis blues, just as blue as I can be. That man's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea, or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. His mint and rye. I love my baby.
Love my baby.
Till the day I die.
Till the day I die.
All right, Eartha Kitt making her debut on the jazz scene with W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. First we heard Ella Fitzgerald with Frank Duvall's band. A little sketch singing by Ella. And in this, some contrapuntal trumpet work by Shorty Rogers, Eartha Kitt. Very nice sound. Coming up now, our third vocalist of the evening, Teresa Brewer with the world's greatest jazz band. Yank Lawson, leader on trumpet. Bob Haggard, co-leader on bass. And whistling on some of these sides. Can't remember whether he whistles on The Best Things in Life or Free. Bobby Hackett, cornet, Bud Freeman, an old standby saxophone, Bob Wilbur, who's been with the group quite a while, clarinet, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Benny Moten, a second trombonist, Ralph Sutton, piano, Bucky Pizzarelli on guitar. We'll hear Bucky Pizzarelli with Sarah Vaughan live in Japan in just a minute, Gus Johnson Jr. on drums. The song, the Howard De Silva song, The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Mm-hmm. are free. The stars, they shine for everyone. They gleam there for you and for me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, sunbeams that shine are yours and they're mine. And love can come to everyone. And the best things in life are free.
Teresa Brewer with the World's Greatest Jazz Band, the Howard De Silva song, The Best Things in Life Are Free. And I told you incorrectly just a moment ago that Bucky Pizzarelli was with Sarah Vaughan. It's not. It's John Gianelli. They sound, of course, you know, rich Italian names sound a lot alike. Bucky Pizzarelli was in Copenhagen at the very same time with Benny Goodman and his septet. Anyhow, here is Miss Sarah Vaughan, one of the finest albums I think I ever put out. Sarah Vaughan live in Japan. First we'll hear I'll Remember April. John Gianelli bass, Carl Schroeder piano, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Sarah Vaughan and I'll Remember April.
Shoot. That's hard. I don't know how they can play and sing at the same time. If you're lucky, Carl, because if I could play and sing, you wouldn't be here. Yes. Oh, go right ahead.
This lovely day will lengthen into evening. We'll say goodbye to all we've ever had. Alone where we have walked together, I'll remember April and be glad. Be content to love you once in April. Your lips were warm and love and spring with you. I'm not afraid for a man of sorrow. I'll remember April and you. Fire will dwindle in the glowing ashes. The flame will last but a little while. I won't forget and I won't be lonely. I'll remember April and be glad.
Sarah Vaughan live in Japan 2 years ago, September 24th, 73. And while she's here, let's hear the Michel Legrand tune, Watch What Happens.
Let someone start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him touch you and watch what. With a deep love.
and what magic you'll see. Let someone give her heart, someone who cares like me.
Ooh, I can't believe your heart is cold. Baby's just
Sarah Vaughan, live in Japan in 1973 at the Sun Plaza Hall in Tokyo. First we heard I'll Remember April and Watch What Happened. She was backed by Carl Schroeder on piano, John Ginelli bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and a very integrated group, and they certainly anticipate her phrasing, listen and listen ahead. Very interesting driving group. Incidentally, John Gianelli, whom I mistakenly called Bucky Pizzarelli a little bit earlier, John Gianelli plays an old stand-up bass, a doghouse, if you like. No electronic gimmickry here. So far tonight, we've heard from Teresa Brewer, Eartha Kitt, Ella Fitzgerald, and Sarah Vaughan. For a change of pace now, here is the, I'll have to use the phrase, late great one more time, guitarist Wes Montgomery, who died about 7 years ago. Anyhow, this piece we're going to hear, an Ann Ronell tune, Willow Weep for Me, something of a jazz classic, was recorded 10 years ago, 1965, at the Half Note in Greenwich Village in New York. Wes Montgomery is backed by Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. Here's Wes Montgomery, his guitar, and Willow, Weep for Me. Thank you. Wes Montgomery recorded 10 years ago at the Half Note in New York City, Ann Ronell's Willow, Weep For Me. You're listening to the Jazz Scene on WJMA, AM, and FM in Orange, Virginia. I'm Mac Moore, your host, on Thursday and Sunday evenings. Tonight we've heard from Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Teresa Brewer with the World's Greatest Jazz Band, Eartha Kitt with Shorty Rogers and His Giants, and Wes Montgomery with Paul Winton, Paul Chambers, rather, bass, Winton Kelly piano, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and the horns in the last piece were an afterthought. They were added later, and as they say in the liner notes, they were not hidden there at the Half Note, squeezed in between the washroom and the cigarette machine. They were simply added later, and Wes's fans will welcome the additions. Another very fine guitarist, Kenny Burrell, made a record in 1965, the same year, under the direction of Gil Evans and his orchestra. It's a very fine group with trumpet, two trombones, flute, English horn, alto flute, bass clarinet, English horn and flute. Richard Kamuka on tenor sax, who used to play with Stan Kenton. Lee Konitz also with the Stan Kenton Band on alto. Julius Watkins, French horn, John Barber, tuba, Ron Carter, bass, and the great Elvin Jones on drums. The song, I think, was written by Alec Wilder, I'm not sure. Moon and Sand. Kenny Burrell, guitar. Thank you. provocative sounds by Kenny Burrell, guitar, backed by the orchestra under the direction of Gil Evans. Very fine group. The piece Moon and Sand, perhaps Alec Wilder's composition. Just says Wilder, and that sounds like Alec Wilder to me. Anyhow, for a change of pace now, here is The Hawk, Coleman Hawkins. Back in 1945, with a group that includes Howard McGee on trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Alan Rouse guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, Denzel Best on drums, and of course Coleman Hawkins, the leader, and tenor. This piece is called Bean Soup, but actually it's based on the chord sequence of T for Two, Coleman Hawkins. Coleman Hawkins and his sextet, and T for Two, actually, entitled Bean Soup. Very nice trumpet by Howard McGee, and those of you who grew up in the 40s and remember the bebop era heard most of the cliches, actually, there of some of the bop phrasing of the time. What they would do would be to take a traditional song and build a melody off of the harmony. And if we had hummed a song, T for Two, with that in the same key, it would have been an interesting contrapuntal sound. Here's the Hawk one more time now with George Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me. Mm-hmm. Remember the Hawk best, in a mellow mood. Coleman Hawkins tenor, Howard McGee trumpet, very fine trumpet, Sir Charles Thompson piano, Ellen Rose guitar, Oscar Pettiford bass, Denzel Best on drums with George Gershwin, Someone to Watch Over Me. And let's hear the same song now by Bud Powell. This is 11 years later. 1964, recorded in New York also. Bud Powell piano, great bop pianist and composer. John Orr bass, J.C. Moses on drums with George and Ira Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me. One more time. Bud Powell at the piano in a brooding, pensive mood, and George Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me, here he is, a little change of tempo, with Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. Thank you. Bud Powell at the piano with Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. J.C. Moses on drums, John Orr, bass. The great bop pianist, one of the leaders in the bebop movement, Bud Powell, definitely a musician's musician. All right, now for just a little bit of a change of pace now, here is J.J. Johnson with his big band in 1964 or 5. This was his first big band. He went on to form a group with Kai Winding, both trombonists, and they spent quite a bit of time touring Europe and made quite a name for themselves. J.J. Johnson, as a result of that, won virtually every metronome pole for 5, 6, 7 years. Anyhow, here he is now, 3 reeds, 2 trombones, 2 trumpets, Ernie Royal and Clark Terry, Bob Crenshaw on bass, Hank Jones piano, Grady Tate on drums. The tune is by Charlie Parker, the Bird, perhaps the greatest jazz musician of all times, his own composition entitled My Little Suede Shoes, J.J. Johnson and his trombone. Just heard J.J. Johnson and his big band playing Charlie Parker's composition, My Little Suede Shoes, and that just about does it for tonight on the jazz scene. Tonight we've heard from Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald, Teresa Brewer with the world's greatest jazz band, Eartha Kitt with Shorty Rogers and his Giants, fine guitars of Wes Montgomery and Kenny Burrell, Coleman Hawkins, Bud Powell, and J.J. Johnson. Until next week, this is Mac Moore saying good night for WJMA, and thanks for listening.